This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Five dead, including children, in Illinois school bus crash.
Both vehicles became engulfed in flames.
Security chiefs on threats to the U.S.
Range from artificial intelligence and data mining to the wars in Ukraine and Gaza.
No let-up in Israel-Hamas fighting.
It's a somber Ramadan across the Palestinian territories.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Several families are getting the worst possible news after a deadly crash in West Central Illinois earlier today. Five people died when a school bus collided with a semi-truck, killing the bus driver, the three children on board, and the driver of the semi. According to Illinois State Police Captain Jody Huffman, it happened in Rushville, about 60 miles northwest of Springfield.
The bus was traveling west on Route 24 and for an unknown reason crossed over into the eastbound lanes in front of the semi-truck.
The cause of the crash is under investigation. The heads of the agencies charged with keeping the country safe have been testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee. CBS's Peter King.
Cooperation between Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea was top of mind for Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, who says their exchanges of information and military support
enhances their individual capabilities, enables them to cooperate on competitive actions, assists them to further undermine the rules-based order, and gives them each some insulation from external international pressure.
Haines says Russia has granted concessions to the others because it needs help in Ukraine, but anything more formal is unlikely because each country has its own self-interest at heart. Peter King, CBS News.
A time for prayer and fasting for Muslims during this holy month of Ramadan, and as CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem reports, several months into the Israel-Hamas war, the fighting rages.
There are no festive decorations, lights, and music, which you would normally see in the West Bank and Jerusalem's old city. And in Gaza, which is on the verge of famine, people say they've already been fasting for 5 months.
The U.S. has pulled non-essential personnel from the U.S. Embassy in Haiti as the nation has descended into chaos, with armed gangs taking control of much of the capital, trying to oust Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who's in Puerto Rico. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
The concern now is largely humanitarian. There are 11 million people in Haiti. About 1 million now are believed to be close to famine, with massive shortages of food, water. Medical conditions are almost non-existent.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that the U.S. would contribute an additional $100 million to a U.N.-backed multinational security force intended to help Haitian police fight the gangs. On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. Now this.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Former President Donald Trump's lawyers are asking a Manhattan judge to delay his March 25th hush money trial until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the presidential immunity claims he raised in his D.C. election interference case. On the campaign trail in New Hampshire, President Biden outlines his vision to slash drug prices.
I'm doing everything I can to lower the health care costs to provide peace with people with peace of mind, not at the expense of doctors or medicine or hospitals or drug companies, but just to make it fair.
Gender identification and sexual orientation can now be talked about in Florida classrooms. According to a lawsuit settlement between Florida education officials and civil rights attorneys, it can be done provided it is not part of instruction. The legal challenge came about after Governor Ron DeSantis' signing of the measure that critics dubbed the Don't Say Gay Law. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. In Philadelphia, after last week's wounding of 8 high school students at a city bus stop, Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel announces
2 individuals have been taken into custody and charged by the district attorney's office for their roles in the crimes.
Commissioner Bethel says the students were waiting for a bus after school when a group of people in a stolen car drove up and opened fire. It's been several years since the World Health Organization declared COVID a pandemic. WSB's Sabrina Cupid reports.
The pandemic changed our lives 4 years ago, so where are we today?
We still have cases. Are we surging like we did in the multiple surges we had in the first parts of the pandemic the first 2 years? No.
Dr. Deval Desai with Emory St. Joseph's Hospital here in Atlanta says COVID is here to stay.
I think it's going to be part of our yearly routine vaccination series, and we'll probably see some seasonal surges just like we do with the flu.
And he says your best protection is and will be vaccination. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Official photos of Britain's royal family get plenty of attention, but the latest one sparks controversy and an apology from Prince William's wife, Kate. CBS's Ian Lee reports.
The royal photo of Kate and her 3 children is the first official image we've seen of the princess since her abdominal surgery nearly 2 months ago. When it was splashed across front pages, something wasn't quite right, and Kate is now apologizing for the confusion, posting on social media Monday, "Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing." That editing led several news outlets, including Reuters and the Associated Press, to pull the photo from publication, as they have strict rules about altering images. Agencies pointed to a missing part of Princess Charlotte's sleeve and the misalignment of Kate's zipper.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, March 11th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.